Karen Wittes was the victim of a violent sexual assault, something she had to relive when her attacker applied for parole. Senator John Sabatino says under current law, she may have to continually relive the event.
The board declared Karen's attacker a danger to society, denied his application, and determined that he should serve out his maximum sentence of 40 years. Despite that determination, under current law, Karen's attacker could reapply for parole this year and every year moving forward.
Senator Sabatino has introduced new legislation to correct this problem.
Senate Bill 1023 will allow the Board of Probation and Parole to extend the waiting period for inmates charged with a sexually violent crime from 1 year to 3 years.
Stephen Svitko, State Capitol.